Airplanes connect rural Alaska to the world. All those planes need mechanics to maintain and fix them. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has a severe shortage of aircraft mechanics, and it's expected that a shortage will soon be felt across the world's airline industry. A new Bethel training program wants to fill the gap with local workers. Inside a bright white hangar at the airport sits a fleet of small multicolored airplanes.
We have Cessnas, we have Pipers, we have a Bonanza, a Navajo Chieftain, we have a Cherokee 140.
These are some of the most common planes flown in the region. Yutlet Narvet is the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's adult workforce development program, and it's opening an aircraft mechanic school in Bethel. Executive Director Mike Kaufman takes pride that many of the program's planes and the resources to get them here were donated.
I went up to McGrath and took the wings off that blue one that's in the back there with my brother Jeff and threw it on a barge that my other brother was a captain of, and he brought it down for free. It was just people understanding this school and what it's going to bring to the region.
What it will bring is local people earning local training to fill critical local jobs. And this is in the region with the state's lowest per capita income and the highest unemployment rate.
Virtually every airline that I know of here is looking for mechanics.
Keith Henthorne is the business manager for the regional airline Ute Commuter Service. None of the airline's mechanics are Bethel residents. Instead, they come from Fairbanks or Anchorage or even out of state.
You know, I just Tuesday offered a guy from Florida $42 an hour to come up and be a mechanic for me.
Henthorne would rather hire locals and keep that money in the region. He could hire 5 mechanics today. Local hire would serve the community and boost the airline's bottom line. Bringing in outside workers is expensive. It costs flights, housing, and because of the shortage, overtime. Fewer mechanics creates a less effective airline. It clogs up the system with grounded planes, delayed flights, backed up freight, and disgruntled passengers.
Our goal is to have 10 aircraft available every day. Typically, we have 8. Now, we still get most of the things flown that we need to get flown. Just makes it for a little bit longer business day than is practical in most environments.
The population of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is growing, and Ute Commuter Service wants to grow with it. To do that, they'll need more mechanics. So will the rest of the region's airlines. Yutlet Narvet School's aircraft mechanic program can nearly guarantee jobs for graduates. That's what program director Jeremy Osborne found when he surveyed the regional airlines.
They said if we could turn out magically maybe 300 airplane mechanics, they would probably be able to employ them all over the YK Delta. I mean, Raven and Grant are not just in the YK Delta. They have Nome, Uniclete, all the villages up there.
Graduates could work anywhere. Over the next 2 decades, Boeing predicts North America will need nearly 200,000 more aircraft mechanics. Worldwide, Boeing forecasts the demand will top 750,000. A national shortage of aircraft mechanics is expected to appear in 4 years as baby boomers retire. The U.S. Senate has recognized the problem. This spring, it passed a bill to provide $500,000 to aircraft mechanic programs like Yutlet Narvet's. It could be said that when it comes to job opportunity and security in this field, well, the sky's the limit.
You could go down to Anchorage, you could go down to Texas, you could go anywhere, and this credential follows you.
The first cohort of mechanics begins February 2019 and runs a year and a half. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.